This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. healthcare policies took center stage at the Democratic presidential candidates debate. Tuesday night's debate was the first of two nights, with the two groups of 10 Democratic candidates sparring with each other over domestic and foreign policy differences, but more importantly, trying to make the case that they are the party's best hope to defeat Donald Trump when he seeks re-election next year. On Wednesday, former Vice President Joe Biden, currently the front-runner for the Democratic presidential nomination in national surveys, is center stage. Donald Trump, President Trump, that is defending what critics are characterizing as racist rhetoric focused on the majority African-American city of Baltimore. And one of its prominent representatives, Congressman Elijah Cummings, whose powerful committee is trying to obtain communications of White House officials, including the president's family members. Get more on the story from the AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
A Gallup poll last month showed his approval among black Americans at 8%. Some 80% of registered black voters in a new Quinnipiac University poll think he's racist. Polling also shows the attacks could hurt the president with suburban voters, whom he'll need to win another term. But he's been telling advisors he thinks the attacks on minority Democrats will help ignite his core, and said much the same while leaving the White House.
Now I think I'm helping myself.
When he returned a few hours later,
there's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
Saying he's just pointing out facts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app for additional information. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Immigration rights advocates are accusing the Trump administration of still separating hundreds of children from their families, despite a judge's order against that. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
More than 900 children have been separated from their families since last June, with about two-thirds of the cases being for alleged criminal conduct. But according to the American Civil Liberties Union, six of the cases involved marijuana possession. Eight were for forgery or fraud, and one case involved property damage of just $5. In June of 2018, a federal judge in California ordered that the government stop splitting up families, except in extreme cases like a child's safety at risk. The Justice Department had no immediate comment, but an ACLU attorney filing a 200-page report says it's shocking the Trump administration is still separating families. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The UN humanitarian chief is urging the Security Council to take action to end the carnage in Syria's Idlib province, the last opposition-held stronghold, warning that continued violence could create the worst humanitarian disaster of the 21st century. Mark Locock accused the council of ignoring previous pleas to take action.
You, in this Security Council, have ignored all the previous pleas you have heard. You know what is happening, and you have done nothing for 90 days as the carnage continues in front of your eyes.
The Security Council is deeply divided, with Russia backing the Syrian government and the Western nations supporting the opposition. That has prevented the UN's most powerful body from taking any significant action. President Trump says he thinks the United States will do well in trade negotiations with China and Shanghai. Speaking at the White House Tuesday, the president said that China is suffering more from the current trade war than the United States is.
China, I think we'll do very well with China. We're already doing very well with China. China's had the worst year they've had in 27 years, and we're having the best year we've ever had.
Earlier, Trump warned China against playing a wait game to see if he wins re-election, tweeting that any deal worked out after the election could be worse than the one being offered now. The world's two largest economies are engaged in an intense trade war, having imposed punitive tariffs on each other, totaling more than $360 billion in the two-way trade. And officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo have confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in the city of Goma. More than 2,500 cases of Ebola have been reported since the outbreak began last August. Of them, more than half of those individuals have died from the virus. I'm Michael Brown here in Washington. This is VOA News.